If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Would you like to make some money with your car? And guess what? You don't have to drive it to make the money. All right. I just learned that this existed yesterday. And I don't know. As soon as I found out, I was like, why didn't I think of this? It is basically the Airbnb of car sharing. So exactly what Airbnb is for your car. There is one company. It's called Turo, T-U-R-O. It's been in Quebec since 2016. And it basically allows ordinary people like you and me to lend out their vehicles for a few hours or a few weeks, however long, and people will pay you for it, and then they give it back to you at the end of the day or at the end of the week, at the end of however long they rented it for.
Would you trust the stranger with your car?
Well, the thing is, I think anybody who would trust a stranger with their home, Airbnb style, why wouldn't they trust them with their car also?
Because we don't drive cars that aren't ours the same way. I'm currently driving a rental while my car's in the shop, and, I'm a little heavier on the pedal and accelerating, and you're driving it a little bit more aggressively, and I just worry about when I do recuperate my car after it's been loaned out for however long, how much damage is done under the hood. Like, I feel like I'll have to take it to the mechanic every single time just to make sure that something's not falling off.
No.
Here's the thing. I spoke with a friend about this yesterday, and he was kind of saying the same thing. He was like, no way. And I said, consider that your condo is worth more.
Yeah.
And there's insurance on both. You have insurance on your condo and on your car. Why are you so much more protective over your vehicle than your condo?
I guess because damage in the car you don't see as quickly. Like a condo, you'll see a scrape or you'll see something broken. I mean, everything's very visual. But with a car, there's so many mechanicals, like mechanics under the hood that you don't know about.
I guess that makes sense. You can still live in your condo if you've got like a scrape on the wall or something like that. But if the stove isn't working, but if something's not working on your car, maybe you have to take it in. You don't have a car because it's in the shop. It's more of an inconvenience.
I'm assuming they would have to have some sort of insurance for this.
I would think so.
That would take care of those sort of things. So you would have a rental car or something. They told one story in an article that I read about a 25-year-old, and he didn't need a car day to day. But he found himself racking up bills of up to $400 a month using car share services on the weekends, like to get away on the weekends. Yeah. So finally, he bought himself a Volkswagen Jetta. Within a month, he put it on one of these peer-to-peer sharing services, making $37 a day, deciding to let strangers drive his car. On average, he now makes $800 a month lending out his car like this.
Wow.
And he's had months as high as $1,300 as well. And this way, he doesn't have to pay for parking. He lives in Montreal. He doesn't have parking during the week.
True.
He doesn't want his car around.
Somebody else can go park his car wherever.
Exactly.
This would be a great idea with you and your car, Nikki.
Oh my God.
People would love to drive it.
He wants my car.
If they can get out of the parking lot. Yeah.
What's that rattling noise? Is something falling off the car?
Nobody wants it. But hey, I could try. Maybe for a cheaper price than $37
a
day.
Yeah, see what you get.
But I'll pay you to take it.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, check out this new supermarket model that Amazon has created. Is this a little glimpse into our future? Dare I say it is. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. So they just opened a new grocery store. This is a new concept created by Amazon, who, by the way, owns 500 Whole Foods stores. I didn't know they were already making money from Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
But Amazon owns Whole Foods. These new ones are called Amazon Go. The first one is in Seattle, and it is a completely cashierless grocery store, all right, in downtown Seattle. So they're saying that shoppers, you go in, you have a smartphone app. That's how you enter the store. You have to scan it. Cameras and sensors will track what is taken off shelves, and then items are automatically charged to your Amazon account when you leave, and you have dealt with absolutely nobody.
Wow. The future's looking bright.
I have to say,
bring on the robots. I mean, I love this idea. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a grocery store and actually spent more time waiting to pay than I did shopping. And that makes no sense. Sometimes, most of the time, I know what I want. I want to get in. I want to get out. And that's it. I don't want to deal with anyone. Grocery stores are stressful enough.
He loses his cool in Costco.
Always.
Costco's crazy.
I don't like this. I like interacting with people. You know that. I talk about that all the time. All of the time, strangers make my day. And sometimes that's a cashier at the grocery store.
You can interact with them while you're shopping. It doesn't have to be when you're at the cash about the checkout when the finish line is so close and yet you can't see the end.
I only do not like this. I hate this. Yeah. I can't stand. No, I really do. This really bothers me. I feel like there should be laws put in place that directly eliminate jobs. Maybe there should be at least 3 or 4 cashier lines open. I know that it's the way things are going, but is this really the convenience that we want? Can we really not spare a couple minutes of our lives to wait in line?
Well, some days people are frustrated, and I think we've all been there, you know, and there are days when I feel like I don't really have time for people, and that's because I'm not being mindful and I'm just rushing through life and I'm not in balance. Mm-hmm. So I do fear that this would sort of cause me to be permanently in that state.
Yeah.
Would I just constantly be rushing through life, not having any experience, no connection with people? It could feel a little lonely in the grocery store too, if I'm being honest.
You know, we become so accustomed to convenience, and then when we have to revert back to something that is a little inconvenient, like, I don't know, waiting for 2 minutes for the person in line in front of you to finish, we become so flabbergasted and frustrated with it. Oh, I don't have 2 minutes to wait.
That's right. People don't have that time. People are rushing home from work. They've got 10 minutes to get their groceries, to come home, to make dinner, and whatever time they can save, especially if it's with frivolous conversation at a checkout counter, they will take those 2 minutes.
That's what he calls connection with humans. That's like connecting. It says so much about who he is. Connecting with human beings. Anyway, I think it's going to be a really long time before this sort of like takes over, because remember when the self-checkout lines came out, everybody said the same thing. I think my grandmother was like, oh, that's it. That's the end. The robots are taking over. And you still have the option now.
It's a slow process, but I was at Farmerpre yesterday.
Okay.
There was 2 like human-to-human checkout lines and 3 self-checkout lines.
You took the self-checkout, right?
Well, there was one person in line at the human-to-human checkout line. I waited the 2 minutes. Oh. But there was other people that couldn't be bothered to wait. They just went through. They scanned their stuff. There was more self-checkouts than there was regular checkouts.
Right.
So it's starting to turn.
Well, yeah. And there's more and more people like Sam who just can't stand human beings.
He's the problem.
How was the conversation with the grocery girl?
Okay, we've got Holly on the line. Holly, are you a self-checkout or an interaction with the cashier kind of person?
No, I never do the self-checkout. I always go to the cashier. Yeah.
Yes, Holly.
You're friendly. You like talking with people?
Yes, and that's somebody's job. Everybody gets up every day and does something and has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I like to say hello to them. I also don't talk on my phone when I'm going through the cash.
Rude.
Good for you.
Right,
right.
Yeah, when people act like there are no other human beings around them.
Exactly.
I do have to say, though, growing up, my mom and my grandmother, both the type of person who would just start talking with somebody in the checkout line like they've known them for years, and I'd be so mortified.
A little bit
embarrassing. So embarrassing. But then I turn like 27 years old, and suddenly I'm like, oh, I've become them. That is me.
You can especially see that lonely person that just needs that 2 minutes of interaction. Yeah. You've made their day, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Holly, you just made our morning, so thanks so much for chatting with us, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thanks. What are people saying on the text line?
Eric says, I too have no patience. I feel like Homer Simpson going dope while watching 30 seconds for the microwave to finish heating up my food.
Yeah. When it's true. If you're not careful, I've noticed a difference since I started meditating probably a year ago. Last summer I started with my mindfulness. But yeah, sometimes the smallest things that do not take a lot of time can feel completely overwhelming.
Totally.
You know, it can feel like they're taking a lot of time. Like, I don't have time to floss my teeth. Like, it's literally like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's a long 30 seconds, though, for dental hygiene.
It can feel very, very long. Exactly. So you're definitely not alone with that one, Eric.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
What do you think most people say they'd have the most difficulty giving up for 40 days for Lent? You can text us, 92925. So today's actually the first day of Lent. Yeah. I realized yesterday, because yesterday was Pancake Day or Shrove Tuesday. Did you have pancakes?
Pancake Tuesday, I did.
You did?
Yes, oh, really? I had pancakes when I got home for lunch. Yeah.
There you go.
Good for you. So a lot of people embarking on Lent today, they're going to be giving up something for 40 days. What would be, okay, first, what would be the most difficult thing for you to give up for 40 days?
Other than beer, wine, and spirits?
No, it doesn't have to be other than. Like, what would be the one thing you'd have the most difficulty giving up?
Probably online shopping.
More than beer?
Oh, caught in a rock and a hard place. Yeah.
No, we know you. Really?
Okay, busted.
How often do you online shop?
Maybe once a week, but these are staples, things I need to have, and it's just an impulse. So if I'm out of something, boom, I go on the computer. So it's a reflex that
I have
to get
over. You just go to Jean Coutu.
That's true, yeah. There are options.
Sam, didn't you try to do dry January and you lasted till like January 11th?
Yes.
Okay. No, he didn't even last till January 11th. He literally lasted 3 days. That's why I don't understand. All right, Andy, what would you have the hardest time giving up for 40 days?
For me, it would be junk food. I've tried to be eating healthier since January 1st, but even still, like yesterday, I had 2 spoonfuls of ice cream. Like, it was very, very small amount, but I still had them.
Okay,
I couldn't
now
give
I have to ask you,
food.
Are you lying about how much ice cream you had yesterday? Only 2 spoonfuls, really?
It was more like 7 or 8.
Yeah. Okay.
But I still admit that I ate it.
For me, online shopping would be a big one. Okay. You know me. Like, if I go 3 days without something online, that's huge. Yeah. I
start getting the jitters.
Shopping in general. I would have a hard time shopping in general. Since January, I've tried to, like, tighten the belt on my, like, finances and budgeting and that kind of thing, and it's been a struggle.
Since January 1st, just give us a round number. How many online purchases have you made?
Oh, many.
Too many to count.
Many, many.
Like over 100?
No, okay. No. But probably like a couple times a week. Good multiple times a week.
What have you given up in the past for Lent? Have you given up anything?
Sorry, I wanted to ask him what she would have the hard time giving up.
Oh, my whole life is on it, so my cell phone.
Your
whole life. Good answer. Good answer.
I also think you could have a hard time giving up talking, Kim.
We don't need to go there. just don't.
She's a talker. I love her for that. I do. In the past, I only did Lent when I was really young, to answer your question, Sam. Okay. So I think I had intended to give up something great, but I don't know if I did.
Didn't follow
through. Can't remember. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I've ever given up anything. I couldn't do it. I'm not that type of personality. I'm not that type of personality that can stick to it for 40 days.
Yeah. You went to church too, right?
When I was younger, yeah.
You're just exempt from Lent.
I gave that up too.
Okay. All right. So far, nobody has guessed what most people say they'd have the most difficulty giving up in 40 days. You want to take a quick guess as to what the number one thing is?
Soda.
No, sodas could be a good one.
I would have said alcohol.
Alcohol.
That would be number one for me.
That was just Sam's. Okay, I have the answer. If you can guess it on our text line, you don't win anything, but you do. We love you. So text us at 92925. What do you think most people say they'd have the most difficulty giving up for 40 days? Someone's got to get it.
The number one thing that people are guessing, though, is coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I second that. I can't start my day without a coffee. You guys know me. I've got a large every morning.
Every single morning.
Okay, what would be worse? If today you were told for 40 days you can have no coffee or no junk food?
Oh, really?
They're both up there?
They're both up there like 1A, 1B. It's really tough.
All right. Coffee actually in at number 2, caffeine in general.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because it is such a drug. It is. Mm-hmm, In the past when I've quit coffee, I have a pounding headache for 12 days. Mm-hmm. It's so real.
You got withdrawal syndrome, yeah.
A lot of people are saying hanky-panky would be tough as well.
Yeah.
Not on there. People aren't having as much as they used to back in the day. It's not on the list at all.
This text says, coffee or social media, my daughter's life would be over if she couldn't Snapchat with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
True. Ever taken a cell phone away from a teenager? The world is over.
Not pretty. It's
no.
Not pretty.
The rage ensues. I'm guessing an Italian wrote this one. Bread.
Can't give up bread for 40 days. That was tough.
It's a staple.
Bread. Carbs in general.
All right, I'll go through the top 6 for you, okay, as we make our way to number 1. In at number 6, chocolate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And I think that when I was younger, I remember a lot of people giving up chocolate, choosing chocolate.
Yeah.
Something just luxurious. It's something extra in your life
it's
that you're supposed
treat.
To give away. Exactly. Yeah. Social media in at number 5,
okay.
followed by soda, which you guessed earlier, Sam.
Okay.
Followed by Sam's alcohol.
There you go. See, I'm in the top 3.
In at number 2, caffeine, like I mentioned. All and
right.
number 1, I've only seen, I'm seeing like maybe a couple of guesses on our text line at 92925, watching television. People say they'd have the hardest time giving
up TV
for 40 days.
That's Why true. Would you want to?
The first few days seems like it'd be easy enough. But I mean, after a while, you just got to throw something on.
But if I could have social media, like if I could have my phone, it says TV/streaming.
Okay, so no screen time.
That means no. Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough.
No Netflix, no YouTube even.
That's it. Break out the board games.
Like, my mom's the only person in the world who watches TV on YouTube. She'll be like watching an old episode of Dr. Phil from 2001.
Is she really?
On YouTube. Yeah.
She's the one.
She's the
Good
one.
For her.
Exactly. All right, so TV number 1 on the list. If you're choosing to give that up for 40 days for Lent, you are the MVP here, for real.
Good
for
idea.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.